Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Draws the foul, misses the second. It's still a one-possession game. 117-114 Nuggets. 90 seconds to go here at Chase. What a ball game. Curry behind the back. Off a screen by Draymond Curry. Quick release. Ties the game! He's tied the game! Everyone standing and cheering here at Chase.
Dub Nation, it's Stephen Curry. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Come on, Dub Nation, what are you waiting for? Download that Odyssey app now.
Consider what the chef just said to you, similar to what he did when he got fouled last night.
Yep.
And he kind of looked at the crowd and was like, come on! Come on!
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Same thing here. Download the Odyssey app, for crying out loud.
Right. It's not that hard. Good you Lord. Go to your little... App Store, your Google Play, or whatever, Apple Store.
It's free.
You search it, you push the button, and then you go do something else.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's downloaded.
Yeah.
Curry! Then you Odyssey!
Stick those little buds in your ears, and then you can listen to stuff while you're doing other stuff.
That's right.
And stuff.
Download a show. You don't have to worry about and being underneath the bay and not being able to hear a damn thing.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. We're just looking at the numbers. What'd you decide you want to do? 5-4-5?
Before we close out the week. Hopefully the way we like to close out the week.
Yeah, good things come to those who wait. Two picks.
That's right, brother.
The Niners are dogs. We need more dogs.
Get out of here.
No, they are. They're dogs. They're plus two and a hook.
Yep.
In Houston this weekend. And then Packers.
To be honest with you, I don't like it one bit.
Well, I don't either, but we can show them. So you got to go out there and do it. And then the Aaron Rodgers Bowl on Sunday Night Football, where I do believe that right now the Green Bay Packers, Aaron's old team, favored by 3 against his current team.
And so, that's only one of 3 of them in, you know, man, home dogs. You like them home dogs.
Only 3? 3 home dogs this week?
Panthers getting 7 and a hook against the we're off our bye Bills.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans getting 4.5 against, man, we seem to win always late, Tampa Bay.
Yep.
And then, the Aaron Rodgers revenge game.
So does the Ravens number tell us that they think Lamar's playing?
Early. What is it now?
It's 7.
It opened at 6.5.
It's 7.
Here's an interesting piece on that, though. I saw earlier today that they have signed Snoop Hundley from the practice squad.
No, and they already announced that he will start if Lamar doesn't.
So that means Cooper go bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, there's no Cooper Rush. That was, good Lord.
I didn't know if that had already happened or not, but.
Jesus, he was bad the last two games.
Yeah, yep. I think the Hundley transaction says more about Cooper Rush than about Lamar.
Okay, I agree. I didn't know if Cooper had already been gonified or not.
And Lamar was a full participant today. However, they're still calling him questionable, and they would not. They declined to refer to him as the starter after practice today. So we'll see. We'll see. But Lamar Jackson and his fantasy brigade, maybe this weekend. Yes, the spread says Vegas thinks that that he will be playing. Mark Grandy, let's go live to Mark Grandy to see if he would like to admit who he has selected in these 95.7 The Game unofficial survivor pool this weekend. Mark?
Why do I have to say it?
I'll say who I picked. I already told you that I predict that you're picking the Colts. I can't pick the Colts. I already used the Colts.
Oh, yeah.
But the Colts are hosting the Tennessee Titans, and you're picking the Colts.
Yeah, I picked the Colts.
Yeah, you picked the Colts. I had to pick the Chiefs, which I hate because I don't want to root for the Chiefs. The Chiefs are hosting the Jaden Daniels-less Commanders on Monday night. And Mark can't pick the Chiefs because he already picked the Chiefs.
Yep.
So
you told me not to last week. But man, I was nervous that 31-0 win.
I'm trying to play chess over here and make you play checkers, dude.
Ah.
Yeah. Hello? I'm trying to beat you. I'm trying to take your money, not the other way around.
You play to win the game.
Thank you.
I took Tennessee. And the 14.
Yeah, 14.
That's a lot of points, but even 14, dude, but they're so bad.
The way the Colts play at home, dude, they just steamroll you.
Yeah.
Steamroll you.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor is, you talk about long shot MVP odds. He's a guy who could still, keep creeping up that board. But.
Yeah, and Daniel Jones may get himself an actual job out of this. Hey, let's go to Westside D in the city. Super patient. Hey, Westside D, thanks for the call.
Gentlemen,
yeah,
daily listener, occasional caller, I want to just step back a minute, and I know you guys get a lot of props, but I want to talk about the show you did before the game yesterday, and the reason why I want to talk about it is, let's face it, for the average NBA fan or for the Warriors fan, those 24 hours, that 24-hour period was crazy. Am I wrong? Like, we go to L.A., and we bring the SmackDown. JK steps up, right? We're all like on cloud 12. We wake up. It might be one of the biggest scandals in years in Napa. I mean, they're talking about the commissioner has to resign. All this is going on. I'm still trying to process the beauty of what I saw the night before. And I want to hand it to you guys about two things about the show. One, Willard, the energy. You didn't let that get you down. You didn't let that dampen your passion for the team. You were the most hyped person I heard all day, and I want to thank you for that because it got me reset and ready to go. But the last piece I want to add is just about the interview you did with the gentleman who you brought on, and he's a legend, I know, I forget his name.
Mark Spears.
And talking about
Mark
the
Spears.
Interviews. Yes. Now, I listen more. I make the run to Washington High every day across town, so got the morning show, afternoon show. We talked about JK endlessly for 6 months, right? He gave insight as to the reality of what drives JK that I'd never heard before, the cultural lens. And I think that for all of us, it was a chance to step back and understand that some of the players that we have in our world, like the Joker and Luka, come from places that just ain't like us. You know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to thank you for giving him the time on the air to share that story because it reset my whole opinion about that young man. And I just want to say that the joy he's bringing us right now, it really did impress upon me that we need to stop looking at the world through our glasses and try and understand their truth. And I just want to thank you for that chance because it really made me appreciate him more as a human being.
Westside D, thank you. Thank you for those
nice
comments.
Compliment.
Yeah, appreciate you.
I felt the same way about Mark Spears.
Mark was incredible.
He's talking about when Jonathan's being talked to and he's got his head down and how in the Congo, that's an ultimate sign of respect. He's not being dismissive because here, if you're talking to your kid, it's like, look at me. Right. Look me in the eyes when I talk to you. And right. for Kuminga, that's the opposite of respect. So a vignette like that was like, I never even thought about anything in those terms.
Well,
you know?
Not only that, and he's talking about that. That side note was about early in his career when he first got here. I thought that was great, but he also talked about how it applied to this summer. And again, Odyssey app, you can go hear this conversation with Mark Spears, because Mark, who was welcome on this show anytime, was fantastic. And he wrote an article on this after spending some time with JK. I think he shed new light on how JK's teammates were handling him during the offseason and how that gave Jonathan some confidence that it's okay to wait, it's okay to handle all of this the way that we're handling it, because he had Steph and Jimmy and Draymond in his ear, and step by step they were talking through the whole thing. That's great to hear. But then also, I think he brought to light, he's like, y'all understand what kind of chaos is going on in Jonathan's homeland right now? And so when you come from a perspective like that, what's going on in the Congo, and then you have this situation, which gets a lot of us, right, guilty as charged, we get all charged up and stressed, and we think this is chaotic, and Jonathan is like, this is not chaotic. This is we're fine here. There's offers on the table that are going to make me a multi-generational lifelong millionaire. What are we worried about? Whether I do 1 year or two or three, it's okay. It's okay. Did it take a little bit too long for the taste of some? Sure. But like, I think that then going back to what those teammates were saying to him, that allows you to block out the noise. And so it was wonderful to hear. And yes, I found it to be educational for sure.
Yeah, Mark has been to many countries in Africa. He's been all over the world. He has a great perspective of basketball, and he knows Jonathan Kuminga really well. So just to get that sort of behind-the-scenes look was awesome. And the other piece is we had new PA announcer Steve Scott on. If you didn't get a chance to hear that, the stories he told about being the backup in Chicago and Michael Jordan introductions, I thought that piece was pretty cool too.
You know what one of the stories he told, I woke up still thinking about it, because he told the story of when Michael Jordan came back as a Wizard.
Yep.
And the way he announced the road team, right? You know, at forward, Jerry Stackhouse.
Always, yeah.
Right, just whatever. And then they got to the last guy, and it was Jordan, and they announced him as if he was a home player. And then Steve was saying that the ovation that the crowd gave him, he's like, if we didn't start the game and make them sit down, I think they'd still be cheering today. And it suddenly made me flash to what that will look like and feel like at Chase Center when it's Steph. Same thing. How, like,
it'll never be that. Like,
no, not as a road player.
Oh, right.
But there will be a final home game.
Oh, right. Right.
There will be a final game. How long does that ovation go?
Yeah.
How does that feel? I think there'll be people who are in tears.
I'm already in tears thinking about it.
Yeah.
And that's what I said to you before the start of the year. Like, Grandy's prediction, he thinks that it's a slam dunk over on the season win total. He's looking great, and I don't think that you're going to be wrong, but I don't want to have any other tie-ups this year other than there's a game tonight. I've watched both of them, and I can't wait to watch another. Just stay in the present and enjoy this unbelievable show.
Absolutely. All right, back to your calls, and also John McClain, covering the NFL for almost 50 years in Houston, Texans and Niners this weekend. You're going to love this conversation. He's got great insight. That's next. Want to remind you, if you haven't heard, the Warriors Summit is coming Thursday, November 6th. That's less than 2 weeks away. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill is the spot. All of the hosts together, again, discussing another Warrior season, but we decided to do it this time a few games in. So we got something to chew on. 9 games will already be in the books when this happens. Me and Dibs from 2 to 4, and then all the hosts from 4 to 6, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Great prizes, drink specials at Jack's. Your chance to meet all the hosts and for us to meet you. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, Thursday, November 6th. Can't wait to see you there. This is Willard and Dibs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What are you asking exactly? I'm still confused by your question.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Well, I can ask a question for you right now.
Yeah?
Did you forget that there was a 49er game this weekend?
I sure didn't. The pick is in.
Good. No, good, good, good. I feel like, man, the Warriors came back and had some flashy, glitzy, glamorous stuff. Plus, the Niners are kind of in this like, oh, damn, some of the players maybe you wanted to see come back aren't coming back, and it's almost as if this weekend snuck up on us here. But this is an interesting one. The Houston Texans also banged up. Niners banged up. Both teams have some holes they're trying to figure out. And there's the connection of Niners former defensive coordinator D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the other team. So there's all kinds of interesting stuff going on here. And it was early in the week, in fact, early in the year, when I saw this one on the calendar, I'm like, make sure when we're about to get ready for that game, we get my guy John McClain on the air. He has been covering the NFL. This is year number 49. He did it for years, the Houston Chronicle. He's done it nationally, locally, everything. He's fun. He's tapped in like no other. How have you been? River Island's guest line. How have you been, my friend? How are you?
I'm doing great. Mark, how are you?
Absolutely fantastic. I want to know, the 49ers have lost all their good pass rushers, but the Texans don't block anyone. So who wins that matchup?
Well, you could put Fred Warner and you could put Nick Bosa out there on one leg, and they could beat these Texans pass protectors because they are awful. They changed. Every position has a new starter this year. The only one who is back from last year in the starting lineup is Titus Howard, the senior member who moved from left guard to right tackle, even though he's a better guard. And they lured us. I'm embarrassed that I fell for this, but they beat the Titans and the Ravens back to back and outscored them 70-10. And I thought in that Ravens game, I knew their defense was terrible and they lost a lot of players, but it was in Baltimore where they'd never played. And C.J. Stroud looked like he did when he was a rookie. He got protected. They ran the ball well. And then I think back, my God, the Ravens' defense was even worse than I thought, because in that game against Seattle on Monday night, their offense was terrible. They can't throw. Stroud has regressed because in that game, he was pressured 17 times. He was sacked 3 times, including taking an 18-yard sack on the 1-inch line, which was inexcusable. So I don't care who Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh put out there on defense, they will get after Stroud, because it's almost like it's Swiss cheese. It's just people. They're getting more criticism here. Not more than when Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby were running the show. That was bad. But people had higher expectations. And that, coming off a bye week, playing at Seattle with 3 games in a row at home against the Niners, Broncos, and Jaguars, and then going to Tennessee, they beat 26-0. This would have been a time to make the move. But as it is, they look like they had not been coached. DeMeco has never received any criticism going back to when he was a great player here and with the Eagles. Of course, the 49ers were good when he was there, and he'd done a great job here for 2 years. And right now, he hired Nick Caley as his new coordinator from the Rams, and we all thought Caley was going to do a great job, and maybe he'll turn into the greatest in history, but right now he is doing a terrible job.
How much pressure is on the GM, John, Nick Caserio? And I'm looking at some of the draft picks, a lot of offensive line draft picks, and not a lot of them can even crack the lineup.
It just blows me away, Dan, because Nick has done a tremendous job here rebuilding this team from scratch. And it was awful when he got here and the McNair family told him, they gave him final say on personnel, told him to tear it down. He did a great job getting 3 number one picks for Deshaun Watson from the Browns, probably 2nd worst trade in NFL history, took good players. But all his best players he's drafted have been on defense, and except for Nico Collins, and he's out injured, their best receiver. And he's got, counting this year, he's got 4 years left on his contract. He's not going to get fired. There's 2 things they need to tell, the McNair family needs to tell Nick Caserio to do. And they don't interfere. They want to know what's going on, but they let, he makes the decisions and they give him money to make the moves he wants. Number one, they should tell him, you are fired if you ever hire anybody who worked for the Patriots as a player, a scout, an executive, anybody that changed planes at Logan Airport. They should not be able to come here or you're fired. The second one, if you think about bringing in somebody that coached at your college, John Terrell University in Cleveland, you're fired. They got 4 members on their staff, including Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator, who went to his school, John Carroll. I'd never even heard of John Carroll till he got here. And both of those things, to me, would be fireable offenses. DeMeco Ryans went to Alabama. They should be having Alabama coaches on their staff, not John Carroll University. So those are fireable offenses. And the other thing is, when it comes to drafting an offensive lineman, he should be locked in a closet. And I don't care who else does it. They couldn't do any worse. He drafted in the 1st round a tackle 3 years ago from A&M, Kenyon Green. He's on Baltimore's practice squad. Biggest bust in franchise history. A 2nd round guard, Juice Scruggs. He rotated Monday night at left guard, which was preposterous to rotate left guards, but even neither one of them could play, so it didn't matter. And then he last year drafted Notre Dame tackle Blake Fisher. You hear his name called when they want to go to a heavy lineup, but they still can't block anybody. And now his rookie left tackle, Ariante Ursary, has got some talent, and he has shown he can do a good job unless he's going against a great defensive end, and he gets embarrassed, and so do they, because they don't give him help. That cost him a game against Jacksonville when they could have won. They put him on an island against Hines Allen, and he tipped the ball, intercepted, game over. So they've done a poor job drafting linemen, and they've done a poor job coaching linemen.
John McClain is with us from Houston, where the Niners are heading. He's been covering the NFL for almost 5 decades. So, John, we take in everything that you've said, and I ask you this. Why are the Texans favored this weekend?
I've asked that same question. I told my wife, we never bet. We don't bet. Well, I take that back. We go to Vegas for the first 2 rounds of the NCAA tournament every year, and she throws $20 bills around like they're, you know, pennies. And so that's the only time we ever bet. But I told her, if we were betting, I would take, go write a check, 10 grand, whatever. I cannot imagine that the Niners at 5-2 and Kyle Shanahan doing a great coaching job would come in here and lose to this team with this offense. Now, the Texans got a good defense. You know, if they shut down Mac Jones, it won't surprise me at all. If they shut down Christian McCaffrey, it won't shock me. They scored a touchdown Monday night, same number of touchdowns as the offense. The only way they're going to win this game is if they score a couple of touchdowns on defense and special teams. But they lead the league in fewest points allowed, first team in history to have a losing record and allow the fewest points. I think since 1950, maybe. But their defense is good, and it's going to be a lot of fun watching them. We can't wait till they get on the field. Let me tell you what, it doesn't take long for them to get on the field.
Usually 3 plays in a punt, am I right? And you know, or maybe a 1 play in a pick. Hey, John, who should we be worried about watching on that defensive front? Because Mac's not exactly the most mobile guy, and Brock won't play, so we're really trying to keep Mac upright.
Their defensive line's playing very well. Will Anderson Jr., Danielle Hunter, their ends are a load for anybody, especially Anderson. But they got a lot of tackles that are playing well, too. Sheldon Rankins, Tim Settle. D'Amico does a great job on defense. Now, he turned over the play calling this year, and it's the first time he'd done it. And the corners are good. The safeties are pretty good. They had some of the dumbest strategy I've ever seen for Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Derek Stingley Jr. should have got up on him and pressed him and covered him all over the field like he usually does. And Stingley told us they pulled him off that strategy the day before, and he covered him about, I think, I can't remember how many plays it was, and when he did, the rating was 46. But for some reason, they didn't have him on him full time, so we haven't figured that one out because we've been so busy butchering the offense. We haven't really paid that much close attention to the defense because the defense has played well.
John McClain is with us, covers the NFL for years and years, 49th year in the business. John, because I know you cover way more than just the Texans, I'd love your perspective on what's happening at quarterback right now for the 49ers. And what do you think this means the rest of the league thinks about Mac Jones? And yes, he's under contract one more year after this, but how do you think that he and the Niners will handle this after the year based on what's taking place?
Well, you'll never hear Kyle Shanahan or Kubiak say and use the word controversy. Coaches never do, but when one guy is winning and the other guy was struggling when he was healthy and now he's hurt, you got a quarterback controversy. And I remember when Mac Jones came out of Alabama, and I watched Kyle Shanahan's big close friend, Chris Sims from the University of Texas, kept saying he was going to take Mac Jones. So I put him as my mock draft first round pick. And then, of course, they trade up and get Trey Lance. And I'm like, oh, my God, how could Chris Sims have been wrong all those times? And now he's got him. You know why he wanted him. Who knows why he traded those picks to move up to get Trey Lance, probably the worst draft decision he's ever made. But, boy, Brock Purdy bailed him out, and now Mac Jones is bailing him out. Getting him a 2-year contract was brilliant, and they can't sign him to a new contract. They've got hamstrung on that. Somebody's going to, but tell you what, buyer beware. Now, there's just a few really good quarterback coaches. Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Kevin O'Connell, although he's really being tested right now, Andy Reid. And I often wondered, like Anthony Richardson, if he came there and sat on the bench a couple of years or goes to the Rams, how good could he be if he really got some good coaching? But it's a good problem to have. I know what's Max lost one game so far.
Yep.
Well, he's going to eat. I know with injuries and everything on defense, they're going to have to score some points, and it's going to be difficult, but it should be a fun game. And people ask me who I picked, and I picked the Niners 23-20.
Okay, 23-20. It's a road dog there. And, John, I'll go ahead and write that down as I make my picks a little bit later in the program. If the Niners were thinking in the offseason about maybe trading Mac Jones, what sort of package do you think that he would command, knowing that he only has one more year and, you know, he's really thrived with Shanahan, and would he thrive elsewhere?
Yeah, I can't imagine. He's had a chance to thrive elsewhere. And considering the injuries that Purdy's had this year, I think, you know, they want to bounce back, be a Super Bowl contender again after the bad year. They're probably going to hit and hang on to him because you might need him again. I don't see them getting a lot for him because it's not like maybe he'd end up being like Baker Mayfield. There's not many of them that are like that. But, boy, if he goes to some team that's got bad coaching or a bad head coach or an owner that's impatient, then, boy, he could be in a bad situation again. He's already been in two of those.
John, it's so fun to hear your voice. Before you go, one of our producers is asking the very self-centered fantasy question of, if Nico Collins and Christian Kirk aren't out there, who's catching passes this weekend for the Houston Texans?
No, they don't miss Christian Kirk. He's been Christian hurt since he got here, and he's been hurt throughout his career, and he hadn't contributed a squat. So they had two rookies, the second-round pick, Jaden Higgins,
yep,
from Iowa State, and a third-round pick, Jalen Knoll from Iowa State. So far, they have not used them correctly, and they're not going to have a choice now because they have to play those guys. Jalen Knoll, who plays in the slot, is really good. A dangerous punt returner, and all of a sudden Braxton Berrios gets healthy and they put him as punt returner. First time he lets the ball go over his head and it's down deep, and we're like, what the hell are they thinking? So they'll have those guys and a third Iowa State receiver, Xavier Hutchinson, who had two touchdowns against the Ravens, didn't do squat against Seattle. And so those are three Iowa State guys are ones we'll be keeping a close eye on. And we all, I'm talking about fans, media, we want to see Knoll and Higgins get more opportunities.
You know, Braxton Berrios, my daughter tells me, is married to quite a TikTok star. So maybe that had something to do with it, John.
Yeah, she is quite the sensation. You should check her out. Not that I have. I've heard about it.
It's a veteran right there.
Yeah, good move. John, thanks so much, man. It really is fun to catch up with you. Thanks for doing it.
Hey, Mark and Dan, thank you guys very much for having me.
There it is. John McClain, 49 years covering the NFL, and he's still knows how to track down people on TikTok.
Right. Not that he has, but he's heard about it.
Heard about it.
Because he's,
What's her name? Alex something or something?
Earl.
Alex. Well, now, why'd you say it like that, Grandy?
He's ashamed that he knew it so quickly.
I am ashamed. And they're not married.
They're just dating.
Yeah.
They're super
long
serious,
distance
though.
Dating. Apparently, it's been a struggle, strain on their relationship.
Oh, Lucas is
look
not
at the
shy.
Two of them back there.
I just Googled it.
Yeah. Oh, you just Googled it.
It was bookmarked.
Well, I knew they were together. I didn't
the
think
second
they were
that
married.
You said married, he said they're not married.
They've been together for a while, true. Though. Right? My daughter's been talking about Braxton for 3 or 4 years. I'm like, he's like a six-string wide receiver. How do you know who Braxton Berrios is? And she's like, well, there's this girl on TikTok. And then that was it. I'm like, that's where I shut down.
Yep.
Whenever she says TikTok, I'm like, either you're going to talk about something I don't care about or you're going to ask me for money. That's the only two things that happen when she brings up TikTok.
Yep. And he's no longer a backup. And yeah, you look at Christian Kirk, more like Christian Hurt. Am I right? That's a four, John McClain.
It would have been a three for anyone else, but for John, it was easy four.
If you're north of 70 and you're running material, it's an automatic bonus point. And those are my rules. The rules are the rules. And I love it. He's been doing it for so long. He's, by the way, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Of course he is.
In the writer's wing. And he got into the Pro Football Hall of Fame about 15 years ago.
How old is John, by the way?
I tried to find it, and I didn't see anything out there, but he's been doing it for 49 years, so he's probably he's 70-something, I would imagine, but he's awesome. He is just opinionated. He's knowledgeable, and yeah, he's not afraid to keep it a buck, Mark.
Yeah.
Which
I'm on his Wikipedia page.
I don't think there's a year in there.
No, but he graduated from Baylor in 75.
Okay, so you
that's
figured.
That's got to put him.
If he was like me, 13 years. We'll give him a 4-year, which means he was class of 71 in high school, which means he was born in 53.
Yeah, 72.
He's 72.
72. 72. Alex Earl.
I mean, yep. Well, I've heard about it. I haven't looked for it. I heard.
Yeah, she's quite the thing. So I'm told.
My wife's in Vegas throwing 20s around like they're pennies. I can just see it.
I also, my undercover.
We get the first half under in Appalachian State.
Favorite part of the interview was when he called him Jackson Smith Najigba.
Yeah.
That's so South. I love that stuff. That's tremendous. That's Alex Earl.
John McClain.
Yes,
fantastic.
Christian Hurt.
He likes the Niners. The pick is in.
Yeah.
He likes the Niners outright money line. Bob Fitzgerald, same thing. You ask Fitz, who's covering the game for a national radio outlet, and he's, yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Niners are fine. Yeah. Yeah, they're dogs for a reason.
Well, and the big reason is I was looking at the advanced metrics. You know I love these advanced metrics. And Houston has the number one defense in football.
Oh, Danielle Hunter's coming to get you now.
Right.
They're coming to get you.
The defense is nasty. And the Rams would be the second best defense in football. But, you know, I always talk about the quadrants. Well, the Texans are at the top in run defense, and very high to the top in pass defense.
Okay, but you say that. Rams are like, you know, other really, really good defense. And Mac Jones walked into their building and went boopity beepity boppity boopity touchdown.
Right.
And then he got the ball again into beepity boopity boppity boopity touchdown.
And what happened after that?
Like, bunch of field goals.
Exactly.
Some of them were really long.
Well, and, you know, I would give credit to the script and stuff. We came out with a good game plan and stuff. Yeah. And that game was an overall Shanahan-Sala masterclass. And as we look at just hearing from John McClain about what's going on in Houston, brand new offensive coordinator, a line that doesn't block, a quarterback who's lost his way, and receivers who won't play.
Yeah,
so, I mean, those are the things I think about matchup-wise.
It's time for Triples for Autism, brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. The Warriors made 18 threes last night, which means another donation from Pettinelli to the Autism Society San Francisco. Steph with 6. Including some big ones, as you know. Horford had 3. Jimmy, Draymond, Pods, couple each. That's the second donation of the year for Triples for Autism. And so you know, the donation comes from Pettinelli every time the Warriors hit at least 10. And I'm sorry to tell the folks at Pettinelli, I think there's going to be 82 donations this year.
Yep.
This is a better shooting basketball team than what we had last year. So anyway, that's a good thing. To make a donation to Autism yourself or get involved, go to sfautismsociety.org. That was Triples for Autism, brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to PettinelliFP.com. All right, one of our favorites is on the line, and I don't want to rush him. So, Bobby, just hang tight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What? What's oh my God?
I've never met Bobby.
Yeah.
But in my dream last night, he and I took a trip to Russia.
Oh.
I don't know what happened.
I'm frozen.
I am so frozen because I've never met the man.
What is going on here?
Look like?
I have no idea. He was an older guy with gray hair, and we were in Russia.
Ooh, that's not how I picture Bobby.
Me either, but my subconscious, and the reason why it just hit me, it's chilling me that he's on the phone because I heard his voice. And he was, whatever, I don't even want to get too deep into it. I don't want to psychoanalyze me and Bobby in Russia, but
I do, and you
we had
know,
a good time, Bobby.
I bet.
It was a good trip.
It was a sick night,
we ended
Bobby.
Up going to Stalingrad. Dude, I don't know what's going on with my brain.
Dude, your dreams are out of control.
Me and Bobby from Los Altos in Russia. It was one of those long dreams, too. Like, we had some day trips. We had fun, Bob. My girlfriend was better looking than his, I'll just say that, in my dream. We had girlfriends. I don't know, Mark.
That's the lead.
Bobby's a nice guy. We had a good time.
You and Bobby both shacking up with outside.
Wait a minute. Ladies.
You're married.
More than last night.
You better be careful.
I know. You're not wrong. It's my subconscious, not yours. Anyway, Bobby, it's good times. We had a good time. That's coming up.
Be careful because people, they'll beat you up in the middle of your sleep now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not just for snoring anymore. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. I'd stay tuned for this phone call if I were y'all. And then there's the pick, and there's a higher or lower. It's Friday at 5, people. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's here. Let's get stupid on Willard and Dibbs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
My girlfriend was better looking than his, I'll just say that. Dude, I don't know what's going on with my brain.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I tell you what. As a general rule,
yeah,
in sports radio, we don't forward promote or tease phone calls from listeners.
Not usually.
That's not normal. That's not like y'all are a big piece of this show, but you are an extemporaneous piece of the show.
What was that, sir?
Okay, you're extemporaneous.
He might get forward promoted.
No, yeah, that's different. That's different.
I like Kabingo.
There are special circumstances where we can rely on things. We know they're going to be there. They're special. Other listeners know what's going on. But it's not normal. Apparently, today is not a normal day.
At all.
Because we have a caller on the line who is a faithful listener to the station. And apparently, you had a dream about this person. and you went on a lengthy, far-ranging trip together.
Yeah,
and,
to Russia.
And I don't know if Bobby is married, but if he is, you both stepped out of your marriage together. And sort of like when Stone Phillips says, returning to our story.
Yes.
That's the moment we've arrived. That's all we got.
I may need to call Mrs. Bobby in Los Altos and apologize for my subconscious. Neither one of us stepped too far outside the lines, but it was a nice trip to Russia.
All that means is you woke up.
Yeah, it's a shame. Halfway to Stalingrad, am I right, Bobby?
Well, all right. The pick is in a little bit less than an hour. The picks, I should say. We got a higher or lower coming up. We want to kind of keep going on the conversation that we had coming out of last night's Warriors game, coming into tonight's Warriors game. We got a Niner game this weekend. But this is this Steph Curry character is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. And I say that with no hyperbole. This is the most entertaining athlete I've ever experienced. And I say that with Tiger and MJ and Kobe and Joe and Jerry and Tom Brady, all of those in mind. This is the most amazed I've ever been by an athlete. You can weigh in on that. You can agree, disagree, 888-957-9570. But now let's go live to Bobby in Los Altos. Hi, Bobby. Thanks for the call, and sorry for the personal question, but you married?
First of all, I got chills listening to that, but I am married, okay. But apparently I have a not-so-attractive Russian side piece.
Not that she wasn't unattractive, but my friend was just in my subconscious's ability to concoct. I would say she was slightly more attractive.
Wait a minute. I'm not done.
My girlfriend was better looking than his. I'll just say that.
I'm totally not done with not-so-attractive Russian side piece. That phrase, I'm going home with that tonight.
Yeah.
That's the name of my fantasy team. If that's not too many characters. Is that too many characters, Grandy? The not-so-attractive Russian side pieces.
It probably is.
Damn it. Damn it. That would have been perfect, Bobby.
Dibs, was I your wingman in this, this excursion?
No. First of all, it's your voice that permeates. I've never met you. I have no idea what you look like. So my subconscious created a character around your voice, and we... As far as I can remember, we were just a couple of dudes in Russia having a nice time.
Just a wolf pack?
Yeah, just a wolf pack of two. And we were bound for Stalingrad, which I'm just now learning is actually Volgograd now. But we were going to hop in the car and take a little trip, the four of us.
Hey, Bobby, are you against the idea of describing how you look so that we can find out if Dibs is like on the right track?
I got no issues with it, but let me just say this. I purposely have actually never logged into the YouTube because, you know, in my mind, I also have characters of what you guys look like based on your voices. So the only person I know what they look like is Bonte, just because he's actually on television.
Right.
So we're both working blind here.
All right, well,
I'll be happy to play
so,
this game.
Okay, so, well, let's do it then. A, describe yourself, and then B, why don't you describe what you think we look like?
Boy.
Okay. All right. So I am a contemporary of Dibs. You know, we both round to 60.
Okay.
Yep.
About 6'2". And I have graying hair, but I'm not gray.
Okay.
Yeah.
Goodness. I don't know what else to say. I'm not particularly attractive, so the fact that I could even score a Russian beauty makes me feel good.
How much do you weigh, Bobby?
I got him at 6'2". I got you to about probably 204, neither muscular nor portly nor slender, just normal.
I am, I'm going to say I round to 200. I'm skinny in all the wrong places and fat in all the wrong places.
Okay. Welcome to America, Bobby.
And I just want to say I'm honored to have made my way into the Dibbers REM cycle. Really, this is the highlight of my week because I'm a loser. Listen, you know I'm a long-time listener.
Yep.
I'm a long-time caller, which means I'm a loser with no life. You guys might actually be my best friends. So, wow.
Wow.
Well, you were my best friend last night. I had you at 5 years. My subconscious has you at 5'10", but everything else is right. Like salt and peppery, and it's that damn voice, Bobby.
Yeah.
It's the voice that got you. And it wasn't just in my REM cycle. You know how sometimes you have like four dreams and there's like three small vignettes and then there's the one main long one? You were in the marquee, baby. That was the featured dream last night. Me and you in Stalingrad.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it wasn't Rostov on Don. It was Stalingrad. Okay. Yeah. I love it.
Well,
as it relates to you two,
yeah.
You know, you guys talk so much about yourselves. It's a little bit easier for me, right? So I'm guessing Willard is probably around my height, around 6'1", 6'2". You seem to probably be, you know, fairly athletic build. You know, you were a California kid. I think you were, what, on the peninsula, right? You grew up on the peninsula.
That's correct.
Like, Foster City, Foster City, something like that.
Yep.
And then, Dibs, I know that you are an athlete, but you are maybe a shorter, average stature. I know you're a runner. You were a runner. You've done, like, ultra marathons and stuff. But you have gained some weight, and then, of course, you do your diet stuff, and it seems like you've lost some weight. I think you're a ginger, right? So it's a little easier for me to describe you guys because, you know, obviously you guys get to talk about yourselves.
Yeah, well, constantly.
You nailed it. There's a couple of things that you gave a present tense that are now a past tense.
Oh, boy.
But
ain't no ginger no mo. Bald, but, Bobby, bald.
Other than that, I'll just close enough.
Yeah, fat red pumpkin.
Okay. It is Halloween, so I'll allow it.
All right.
That's an old drop.
Okay,
Bobby. Pre-abundant life.
Bobby, now that you have Bobby joining us on the River Islands guest line at this point.
Yep.
But did you have something else that you called in that you wanted to say?
Yeah, believe it or not, I actually did not call in about this, so I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, man.
I just want to say this. Look, I'm a fan of the 49ers, and if someone cannot contribute, thank you for the service and time to move on. But as it relates to Steph, I love Steph more than the team. When Steph is 55 years old and the Warriors will have the audacity to make him part of the second unit, I will burn Chase to the ground. If they treat him wrong, I will burn that building to the ground. So that being said, a lot of people can shoot threes. People can get hot and do Steph-like things. Case in point, last night, the pride of Archbishop Mitty, Aaron Gordon. And I'm going to say something you're not going to like, Willard.
Uh-oh.
But I'm sorry. Otani is greater than Steph. No one can do what Otani does. Are there any other pitchers that are DH? Are there any other pitchers that break offensive records and create new categories in offense? He is the most skilled baseball player of all time. He is the greatest spectacle of our generation. But I will agree, because Steph handles the ball and gets to shoot the ball 20 times and do amazing things 4, 5, or 6 times a night, he brings me more joy on a per-minute basis. But in terms of my infatuation with an athlete and who I think is just the greatest spectacle of our generation, and I'm not going to be arrogant enough to say of all time, it is one Shohei Ohtani. He won his ring, so now I just want him to hit for the cycle every game, but the Blue Jays will sweep them 4-0.
Oh, wow. Well, now you got me there at the end. Bobby, thank you for joining us on the show.
And if you want to hear more from Bobby's call, download the Odyssey app. Exactly. I'm sure we will have that as a separate piece. And again, my apologies to Mrs. Bobby from Los Altos.
No problem.
For dragging your husband into all that.
Well, the beauty of dreams is that you're not responsible for them.
And you have no control.
Yeah,
like,
at least
voice,
I don't think.
I listen to the station all day, and he pops up on all shows, and he has a very distinctive tone.
No doubt. We know Bobby in Los Altos. And by the way, you didn't offend me with that take about Shohei Ohtani at all. I do want to respond on something, because again, this take that we're all throwing out here right now, it can't be wrong. Because the take is, what gives you the most amazement? What is the best thing that you've ever watched with regard to sports? I've already admitted a bias. I cannot get joy out of anything that happens in a Dodger uniform unless it involves losing. That's it.
Well, so, I think you would have enjoyed tonight's introductions where he was lustily booed by
perfect.
The Toronto crowd.
Good. Because, once upon a time, remember when he was on a plane to Toronto during
that's right.
free agency?
Yep.
And he spurned them. But anyway, the larger point is, you're not going to get an argument from me about how impressive Shohei Ohtani is and how unique Shohei Ohtani is. There was one quick thing, though, that I've heard a couple people say today, with which I kind of disagree. I can't disagree with what you like, but I can disagree with this. This idea that Steph is doing something that others do, he just does it better, I don't see it that way. I see Steph as a completely unique basketball player, the same way Shohei Ohtani is a completely unique baseball player. Nobody can do the two positions at the level that Shohei does. I don't see Steph Curry. You'll never hear me be like, great shooter, the greatest shooter. That's not just shooting. That makes it sound like he's one of these three-point shooters like Cam Johnson kind of is, where you just stand there and wait for the ball to rotate around until it gets to you, and then you knock the thing down. That's not what Steph's doing. Steph is 6'1", 6'2", and is making people get on skates 10, 15 feet beyond the three-point line and creating a jumper against people who are a full foot taller than him. Nobody else does that. Nobody runs an offense or has an offensive pitch the way Steph does, in my opinion, at his size. And again, Shohei, there's another person who he is a giant. Unfortunately, he's not a giant.
Yep.
But you know what I mean by that. He is a Goliath. He is built like LeBron James. Part of the impressive nature of Steph is the degree of difficulty of what he's doing at his size, which I've never seen anybody else in all of sport do.
Well, Allen Iverson did it, and he did it at a different time, and I wonder if he was playing today if he would be more of a three-point shooter. But when you think about, like, undersized greatness as a way to just kind of describe it, Drew Brees was that 5'11", 6-foot quarterback who was able to pass for 70% year in and year out. Before 70 was a thing, he was leading the league at a very, very small size. Allen Iverson, as mentioned. Jose Altuve, even if you want to take banging trash cans out of it, before that and after that, he's going to the Hall of Fame. And I covered him a little bit in single A, and he might have been 5'6".
Yeah.
He might be 5. The dude is tiny. So there are other examples. Now, Steph is greater than those examples I just gave, even Drew Brees. And yes, that is a part of, to me, the head-scratching amazement as you watch a guy do it. LeBron at 6'8", as a high school specimen, it's like, oh, yeah. This is different. Michael Jordan, same thing. And even as you look at Wemby, 7'5", with those skills, it's not hard to think that he might be the best player in the league in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, all of the above.
Right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app and coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.